Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Grant, I'm going to give you the room and the space you need to tell us how you feel. Mike and I have gone in fairly hard today on this team, on Brian Snitker, after this disappointing loss today against the D-backs. So I'm going to give you the floor and let you tell us and our audience what you think about what went down today and where this is going. Like, because that's the thing for me is it's not the loss. It's how we lost and how we've been losing these games.
It's the trend that we've seen from this club of losing what I will define as winnable games. Now, before today, we had not seen, I think, a meltdown of this proportion. And I kind of, and I said this on social media already, I mean, if you're looking for rock bottom, I think that we found it to this point. The reality is there's 100 games left, so we don't know what's going to happen after this. But I think that this club has run into, you know, beating itself at times, not being able to kind of, I guess, just really string anything together. And then finally, on a day in which you get the offense that you need to win a game handily, your pitching staff is unable to hold on to it. And we can unpack all of that, obviously. But in terms of where this club is trending, I think the short answer is nowhere good at the moment. And they're going to have a long and, I would imagine, somber and very disappointed flight out to the West Coast where they'll have to take on the San Francisco Giants for the weekend. So, you know, there'd be no rest for the weary. They got to get back at it on Friday evening and late here. But I think for everybody, maybe a little bit of a break for over 24 hours might do a little bit for the headspace. But there are questions that abound about the Braves roster, about the Braves direction, about the different decision making, about the underperformance. And I don't know that we're going to find all the answers for them on this call.
Yeah, Snicker says you got to do your job and play better. It's a horrible loss. Now we got to sit on it for 5 hours. To your point, Grant, with the cross-country flight, it will be miserable. It should be miserable. They should be miserable, too. And that's about as heavy as we've heard him scold. Was it 23 when he had the nutty, the closed-door meeting in Phoenix, which kind of spurred a nice win streak for Snicker?
I know 22.
You got to pick your spots, as we said. If you scream every day at a team, they're going to tune you out like the Knicks did with Thibodeau. But it just seems to me, Grant, in other cities and other sports, things like this, this kind of three-game stretch – is where the manager gets fired. But we're in a situation where he's in, could be his final year of his deal. Do you feel the Braves will just announce at some point in the next few days or weeks that this is his last season and they're moving on?
I don't know. I mean, ultimately, I don't know what that really does for you. I mean, if they were going to make a move, I think that, you know, we would find out that they're, you know, going to execute something soon. I mean, if you're looking at it from the purely – outside of this organization with no context whatsoever, and you just look at this series of losses, and maybe you're talking about a second or third year skipper who hasn't had any success in the big leagues, and you're just feeling like, all right, well, clearly we need to try something else. But that is kind of one of the Braves are kind of the antithesis of that, right? They're the team that has had a very clear level of succession and then success,
right,
for its managerial tree. I mean, obviously, Freddie Gonzalez following Bobby Cox had some success. Then he didn't. They made a change. Brian Snitker came in. They weathered the rebuild. They emerged from that as one of the premier teams in baseball. They won the World Series. I mean, they don't need the history lesson, but it also it's who Brian Snitker has been for this team. And I mean, I'll point out, I mean, do you want to see more emotion at times? Sure, I think you do. And I think you're starting to see some of that with some of the frustration of slamming bats and whatnot after not getting the job done. This wasn't a slam the bats kind of day for the offense. But, I mean, the manager closing the doors and yelling at everybody, I don't know that that's going to change much. Would it make some people feel better if it was done performatively or otherwise? Perhaps. But I don't know that that's really going to change the direction of this team. I'll go ahead and spoil it because I was going to play it on Sunday, but this game has basically spoiled the entire week for the Braves, if not the season to this point. You know, what is the criteria for a team to decide we need to close the doors and circle up and, you know, get things hashed out? And he said, normally, I think maybe we would have found that to this point, you know, with what we've been through, except that all of the work and all of the effort that we're putting in, it's there. So what do you have to be mad about? Obviously, the results. But what can you do? It's like me or you screaming at the TV. What's it going to change?
So everything you're saying is on point. It's Grant McCauley. He is our Braves insider, covers MLB for us. Braves lose today 11-10, blowing a 7-run lead in the ninth inning, top of the ninth. My question, though, Grant, everything you're saying is on point. But is this team responding to Snit? That's my question.
Right.
Everything you're saying is right. But are they responding to him in a way that you feel like when you talk about the results are not there, they may be doing the work, but is he hitting the buttons he needs to hit for certain players and being in tune to them in a way that the team is responding as a group? That's what I feel like is missing. And I don't know. That is the path that I'm on right now. Like, that is why I think change is needed. Do you know the answer to that?
No, I mean, unless you're inside the four walls of that clubhouse, I don't guess you really can know the answer to that. But I can tell you this, to a man, the respect level for Brian Snitker should be on par or higher than any other manager active in the game right now. Is he perfect? No. Is he tactically the sharpest manager in baseball? I don't think anybody's really arguing that. Does he make the best of what he can the majority of the time? I think so. Does he make some bad decisions? Certainly. And it comes with a job, and so does the criticism. And I've seen him and heard him say it, like, look, if something doesn't work out, I'll sit up here and I'll wear it. And I think he wore it today. But I don't know that this is a question of, you know, having somebody come in and tell you how to do your job better. I just don't know that that works for major league hitters. Now, I don't know what the answer is to fix it for the major league hitters, and I've talked to a bunch of them, including Austin Riley, about it. And if they have the answer, trust me, they would have flipped those switches and pushed those buttons a long time ago. You know, sometimes I think that, you know, we get so embroiled in, you know, I'm just sick of things being the way they are. I just need something different. And I think that's valid. And I think that's fair. And I think that we're probably on the precipice of that, whether it's this winter or the end of next year or sometime before the year is over, which would surprise me just given that Alex is not that kind of guy in terms of making managerial changes in season. He's never done it. And then you have to unpack the respect factor that we just spent some time on. Ultimately, it's a big, muddled, muddy mess, but it's not just the manager's fault that the Braves are not playing up to their potential. It is an individual performance factor that I don't think you can lay at the hitting coach. You can't. I mean, I had people say, well, they need to fire the hitting coach. I mean, like they did 8 months ago. How many hitting coaches are they going to go through for this? Ultimately, it comes down to the players to play and to perform, and I just don't know what else Brian Snitker can do to drag it out of them. And that's why the Braves find themselves in what I would describe as a miserable situation, a lot of it being of their own doing.
I know that, a bad baseball team, and maybe the Braves are just a bad baseball team. Maybe last year was an
example
that this team doesn't hit. And so it doesn't matter who you bring in. But I will say this, you know, the famous, and I always go to the line in the sand for me, Grant, is 14 and a half games, because that's the 78 Yankees. And that's when Bob Lemon took over for Billy Martin. We know how that turned out. in recent history, Marlins fired Jeff Torborg. They brought in Jack McKeon, and it was a complete shock to the system. It was just a complete 180. So my thing is the inability of this organization, and Carl brought this up earlier. You know, they brought Eric Young in. They brought in Wash. They were outside the organization. More of the same doesn't help this team. I mean, I just think you need to get somebody, that would be a shock, something new, because otherwise, when does a conversation start? And the point I'm getting to is, they're not going to do anything with Snicker. How bad does it have to get before Alex Anthopoulos says we're going to blow this up?
I mean, it would have to just be an absolutely nuclear meltdown at this point, wouldn't it? You'd have to go on another long losing streak. You'd probably need to throw in a couple of more injuries that would, you know, move the season from a disappointment to a catastrophe, much like last year could have been, but amazingly somehow in the end was not. I still can't really explain all of that. But then some of the best teams that they've had didn't show up in the postseason, and it became the bitter pill at the end of the year. And that's just kind of how and what it was. But I don't know what the answer is for how it can always get worse, I guess. That is true. But you know, I just don't think that this is a managerial change away from getting everything to somehow turn back into Shangri-La for the Braves or to somehow result in a World Series. Now, can it happen? Sure, it can, I guess. I just don't look at this club and get any indication that they are close to where they need to be from a consistency standpoint to make me believe that it's just the voice in the room that's not guiding them in the right direction. They are flat out not performing individually and collectively, and they know it, and they're trying to fix it, but it's just not happening.
Is this a championship caliber team? Not our record.
No.
Not our record. It's not a championship caliber team?
I mean, you are what your record says you are. So, no, this is not a championship caliber team currently. Should it be based on the talent that you've collected?
Yes.
It absolutely should. That's why the odds and all the things you see before the year favored the Braves to be one of, if not the best teams in the National League, out this side of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who clearly have their own thing going out there. But should this be a championship caliber team? Yes. Is it? And do I think it can be? Not as currently comprised and not as currently performing. I just don't see it right now. And I don't know too many people that do. And even for those of us who, you know, will give a long baseball season the opportunity to play out, it is very difficult to find, you know, the ability to stay optimistic about them based on the results, whether the process is not working or not, or whether they need to change the process or tweak the process to get better results remains to be seen. But the results, as currently compromised as we sit here on June the 5th, staring at their record and where they are in the National League East and the playoff picture at large, it's hard to convince anybody this is a championship caliber team.
I mean, Strider's got to figure out how to use what he's got now and not try to rely on what he used to be. I think, you know, Money Harris got a couple of hits today, but Money Harris, I mean, he's been so unclutched. Grant, I know we're so focused on the meltdown today. That eighth and ninth inning last night was inexcusable in and of itself.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, you get runners in second and third and nobody out and can't scratch across a run. I mean, that was a microcosm of the Atlanta Braves, the eighth inning last night. And then the ninth inning happened. So you had double shots at getting right in that game, getting back on track, you know, grabbing a victory from the clutches of defeat, whatever you want to call it. And today they did the exact opposite. They grabbed a loss from the clutches of victory. So it was a cruel and unusual type of series, I'm sure, for Braves fans. You know, it's going to take a while before I think you trust that this team is going to be able to get back to where their expectations are. They're kind of in a place right now where it's prove it. It's show me. It's convince me. And I think that some of the convincing has to go on inside the four walls of that clubhouse. There's, again, a lot of talent. But, you know, you can bring up Spencer Strider or Michael Harris or Ozzie Albies or Austin Riley or Matt Olson and on down the line. There are a lot of guys that expect more out of themselves and haven't gotten it this year, and the Braves are the worst for it, unfortunately, because this is a team that doesn't have just one thing and one guy that's not clicking and not pulling the rope in the right direction. It's unfortunately kind of a systemic thing, and I don't know how you fix it and how you change it from a performance standpoint. Not the message, not the narrative, not the voice, performance.
Grant, what about rumor, or at least a report out there from Rosenthal that they're bringing up Craig Kimbrell. What do you know about this?
Well, I think you have to look at what's not going right in the Braves bullpen, which lately has been a lot. You got whatever has happened to Daisbell Hernandez in yesterday's game. He left. They kind of downplayed the severity of it. I guess we'll see how Daisbell does moving forward. But you look at Raisel Iglesias and, you know, the home runs and the things that have been happening up to this point, were certainly maddening, but having him come in a game that he never should have had to pitch in and blow the save and lose the game for them is just the latest in a long line of disappointments for him. So you've got to establish some kind of order in this bullpen. Craig Kimbrel, look, it's not a time machine. You're not getting the Craig Kimbrel that was traded away from the Braves in 2015 before opening day. You're getting the best he has. Can it be better than some of the other things we've seen? Possibly, but I wouldn't put it all on him to sort out the bullpen by himself. But just by the way, if I told you at the start of the season that we'd be looking forward to seeing what the Braves do with Freddie Gonzalez.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back in the organization and Craig Kimbrel pitching in high leverage.
It's true.
I don't know that anybody would have believed me.
It's true. That's a great point. Mm. Grant, you did make me laugh there because I've been so mad today. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you, man, trying to work through this situation with our Braves. We will talk to you. This series starts tomorrow, guys, and on the West Coast. And hopefully, you know, again, we said it yesterday. Hey, maybe things get right. Today is as low as we've been in a very long time.
We thought the turnaround was when they were up 6-0.
It's crazy.
I give up.
Grant, thanks again, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.